Hi, this is Rabbi Shlomo Landau, and welcome to Short Vart on Parshas Yisro. Many years ago, when I first began my high school teaching career, there was a particular boy that was in my class that was the most annoying thing possible. He would say things that just got everybody upset and agitated and irritated, and the kids really, they disliked him in the strongest way. And in all honesty, it was annoying for me as well. And one day I had this epiphany that people don't act this way. It's just, why would a person act this way? Why would you say things that hurt you so much and to just make you unpopular? And I sat down with him, and after a long conversation, everything came out. It seems like he was from the most horrific home situation. His life was a living nightmare. And that's the reason he was acting this way. And it turned out that those annoying words and those horrible things that he said, that's not really what they were. They were a cry. They were a call for help. And thank God we got him the help. And he turned out and he's doing well and he's doing amazing these days. But the truth is that in life, a lot of times, we hear things, but we're not really hearing things. Do you know that Yisro earned the most amazing eternal piece of real estate? And that is having a parsha, a Torah portion named after him. Moshe and Aaron, they didn't merit that, but he did. Now, what was it about him? So the Torah teaches us, Vayishma Yisro. Yisro heard. What did he hear? Says Rashi, he heard about the battle with Amalek, and he heard about the splitting of the Red Sea. Now, what's the common denominator between those two? I think the answer is one word, and that is emuna, or belief. At the splitting of the Red Sea, the Torah says, Vayaminu b'Hashem uv'Moshe avdo. You know why God split the sea? Because they were ready to jump in. They had faith and confidence in God. You know why the Jewish people won against Amalek, this incredibly crazy group of people, hooligans and thugs? Vayhi yadav emuna ad bo ha-shemesh. Moshe's hands represented the emuna, the belief and the trust. So the rest of the world hears about the entire crazy stuff that's gone down, the splitting of the Red Sea and everything. And they just hear about the actions. Wow, it's amazing, sensation, news. But Yisro hears the source of it. Behind all the sounds of the splitting of the Red Sea and the battle cries of Amalek was a deep-seated emuna, belief and trust in Hashem. And because he heard the essence, he heard beyond that, he earned a title of having a parsha named after him. And in our lives, how many times do we hear people say things, do we hear about stories, hear about incidents, occurrences, and often we just take them as news, as sensation. But how often is it really a cry for help from the person sharing it with us? Or a cry from Hashem, redirect yourself, listen to what's happening, take it to heart and become a better person. So let's make sure that we focus a little more and we have more concentration in our own lives. We try to listen to the sounds that surround us, of the people that we love and even those that we don't necessarily, of the occurrences, of the news of the world that's around us. Let's take it to heart, and if we do that, we'll be writing our own parsha, our own portion in the Torah.